Among those testifying, James Manny, the executive director of the New York Council on Problem Gambling. Manny, whose organization is neither for or against gambling, says there's no doubt, though, that the new casinos will increase the number of problem gamblers in New York. He asked the Gaming Commission to do a comprehensive statewide social impact study to better gauge the extent of the problem. He says the state already has a lot of gambling venues.
What we have today, truthfully, is we have 28,000 gambling machines currently in the state of New York. We have a lottery that's the most successful in the country. We have all gambling what there is so far. We just went through March Madness. We have tremendous amounts of illegal sports betting going on here in the state of New York. So we need to address this all as one and not in piecemeal.
Gaming Commission Chair Mark Guerin, who called for the hearing, says he finds the idea interesting, and he asked what it would entail.
So I think flesh that out. What does that mean to you?
To do a social impact study? To take a look at, first, where our New Yorkers are gambling, right? That's first thing. Where they're losing, and when they're having difficulties at what games, and when they're having difficulties, what are they bringing back to their homes and their communities? How is it showing up? Is problem gambling as a result? We're seeing that in the DSS services. Are we seeing that being homeless? Are we seeing that in violence? Are we seeing that increase in alcohol? So I think we'd have to do a complete study of finding out those that gamble, what's happening with them, where their money's going, the whole thing, and follow it all the way through so we know exactly what those folks are dealing with and what they're not dealing with. And we don't have that right now.
Speaking afterward, Manny admits the study would be expensive, but he says gambling in New York State is already a multi-billion-dollar business, and he believes the funding could be found. He recommends a public health campaign similar to anti-smoking efforts.
We need a public awareness campaign like we do for tobacco, right? That we do for alcohol, that we do for this is your brain on drugs. We need the same thing for gambling for our kids.
Manny also recommends regulators keep an eye on what he calls vulnerable populations, like seniors who frequent slot machine parlors.
We're very concerned about vulnerable populations, you know, especially seniors. You think about it. A couple articles are talking about casinos are the new senior centers because people go there, they get their flu shots there, you know, but we don't know what's going to happen to them. You know, we don't know who's having difficulty, who's not having difficulty.
The hearing, which also included testimony from scientists and Canadian gambling experts, will help the Gaming Commission better evaluate applications. They're expecting them from casino operators seeking licenses in New York. Under the new law, the gambling conglomerates are required to have a plan for mitigating the impacts of problem gambling. A spokesman for the commission says the gaming officials will also be writing regulations for the casinos, and the more information they have on how to best deal with gambling addiction, the better. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.